always take a liking to me. Hey guys, what's up? So we just finished up at the Haunt Fair. So many things were going on that we're literally playing catch up with what happened.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. Looking back at all the footage that I shot, it's like crazy. Like, I really am lost for words, sort of. I mean, I don't know. I kind of got spooked out. I got excited. Like, it was a pretty cool experience.
No, it was interesting. I mean, we're not doing an episode. We did an episode on the places we were going to.
Right.
On the bus tour. You want to know what happened? Well, you got to stick around because we're going to have a video on that up eventually.
Yes.
But the Haunt Fair itself is what we're talking about today. So many things happening there. So many people.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Me and everybody and stuff. It was...
Most annoying person?
Most of them what?
I said, who was the most annoying person besides me?
Actually, there was one dude in a mask. I'm actually got a little concerned. I don't know if he was even part of the convention. I don't know if it's just
Are you serious? Some dude in the mask, like, yo.
Yeah, just some dude, man. And also the occasional people that the regular people that stayed at the hotel that just came downstairs and just like, what is going on here?
I'm visiting grandma here on Long Island. And it is all these people walking around bothering me.
Yeah, yeah. They're like tapping my shoulder. Like, what is this for? What's going on?
And it's like, why are you tapping me? Because I'm not dressed up? Does that mean I want to talk to you? No, that just means I'm not dressed up.
Oh, what a spooky mask you have on.
It was fun. It was, yeah, what a spooky mask. This ain't a mask. Thanks. Thanks for the insult. I'll keep that in mind. I'll let my moms know.
Yeah. But what did you enjoy about it the most?
Well, I had fun meeting I was going to say the ghost. The Gettysburg Ghost Gals. Oh my God, that's a mouthful. Fun with them. We did karaoke with them, which I think we scared everyone out the room. And we definitely talk more about that. And we're actually going to be doing that on another episode. But today's episode, we're going to be doing the highlights of just kind of the general stuff.
Yeah,
we spoke to DJ Tony Tones, who was one of the people helped run all the performances there. Who, you know, at the beginning there tells us a little bit about what was happening.
Right.
What was it? There was a lady, Teresa, who spoke about her ghost.
That's right.
Thing. That's interesting because I'm like, afterwards, I'm like, I should have gotten her information.
Yeah.
Hopefully she contacts us once the episode goes up. I should have gotten her information because it sounds like she's holding back a lot of information on the story.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You're like, yeah, it used to throw butter on me or something. Yeah. Like, we don't know what it did. There's a lot more behind that.
Yeah.
We also spoke to Richard, who told us about his ghost story and his house where he's currently living at now, which apparently according to him, his parents haven't had sex in. You'll find that out all in the story.
Yeah, he's also a Long Islander.
You know, and then there's some random chat, and then we're gonna end off today's episode with some talk with Aaliyah Lorray,
right?
Musician. She performed. She was an artist. What was it? She did the
I can't seem
to remember. The ghost image picture that they were using like a logo for the Haunt Fair.
Oh, right. Yeah, she's the one that actually had the actual logo. Yeah.
And then your ears went,
When she said
she does video production and filming and stuff.
Right, yeah, she acts. But she looks like an actress, you know.
So yeah, she speaks like one. She's very well.
She has a great look. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. She's great.
So without any further ado, let's get into Haunt Fair Part 1. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, Ed?
I'm all right. How's everything downstairs? Is everything set up, ready to go?
Things are great. The stage is ready to go. Got some performers coming on.
Is it going to be performing during the event?
Oh, absolutely. There's performances downstairs and upstairs as well.
Do you know who's going to be where?
We've got Tribal Dance performing twice downstairs. Demon Boy will be downstairs as well. Aaliyah Lorray is coming on upstairs.
Did you say Sophia Loren?
No, not Sophia Loren. Aaliyah Lorray. She's way more attractive.
Okay.
And younger.
I think anyone in this building is younger than Sophia Loren at this point.
Oh, well, you know. They're probably... Is she still alive?
I mean, I don't know you. You're a vampire, so...
Well, I mean, you know, I've been around...
So I got to ask, the eyes, how was it?
How was what?
Getting those eyes done.
Well, the eyes are actually provided by Macabre Eyes, which is Elsie Ginsberg, the leader of this lovely event.
Yeah.
And getting the eyes in takes a little bit of time and a little getting used to, but once they're in, you look great.
My brother has. I don't know if he brought his. He got a pair. He hasn't been able to put them on because he doesn't have another kind of pair.
Elsie is doing a panel at 12 o'clock in regards to contacts.
Oh, so you got like 10 minutes.
Downstairs in the panel room right by the elevator.
Nice. Are you filming or taking pictures?
A little bit of both.
So this is going to be an interesting day.
Stay strong, my brother.
Stay strong, my brother. Say it loud. You're vamping. You're proud.
I can't say it loud. I have a lisp.
Yeah, I know. You say it loud, your teeth are going to fly at me.
All right, Ed. Everybody enjoy the show.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
What's your name?
My name is Teresa.
And what brought you here today?
Everything paranormal. It's, you know, it's a way of life for me. I don't know. I just love everything paranormal, everything horror, everything scary. It's just fun.
And what did you do yesterday before today?
What did I do yesterday?
Yeah.
I waited impatiently for the time to leave to get here.
So today's the big weekend day
today's
for you,
a big
huh?
weekend for me, yeah. Yeah. You know, and I passed up on a wedding to come here.
A wedding?
Yeah.
Well, look at it this way. Were there going to be ghosts and spooky stuff at the wedding?
No. We're lucky.
I mean, unless it's a really fun wedding. Well, I know. It's funny. Today here... At the Horn Fair today, there's what are they called? The Long Island Paranormal Investigators.
Uh-huh.
One of them is actually getting married today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and not only are they getting married today, apparently some of the people that came in for the wedding are staying at this hotel, so they're going to kind of be here already anyway.
Oh, cool. Cool.
So I think the after party tonight is going to kind of turn into the kind of after party for the wedding.
Oh, cool. Cool. Is that where Demon Boy's playing?
He's going to be, see, there's two stages. There's one here, one down there. So they're going to be performing throughout the day, different performances.
Oh, cool.
I'm not sure which stage and what time Demon Boy is at.
Oh, nice.
I haven't looked at the schedule yet. I really should at some point.
Oh, okay.
So what are you hoping to find today? What's your, what's your thing?
What's my thing? Hauntings, paranormal, demonology, you know, just, I want to check out those panels and.
Yeah, there is a demonology panel, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, there is.
Have you had any personal experiences yourself?
Oh, and the gin, huh?
The gin?
The gin.
Like Tanqueray gin?
Nope, no Tanqueray. No, not the good gin,
like
the bad gin.
The spirit.
The bad gin, yeah.
There was a movie that came out a couple years ago. Yeah. Wasn't that big? Did you guys see
it?
What'd you think?
It was good. It was good.
I thought it was good. It was funny because it wasn't like hugely promoted. It wasn't like a big release.
No, it was kind of like under the radar, kind of like.
And it's funny because I was going to say, it's funny you mentioned gin because for a lot of people, even the knowing what the gin is kind of like underground a bit too. Not everybody knows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everybody knows what it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very deceptive. Very deceptive. And it sneaks up on you and you don't know it's there until it's too late.
Yeah, when you realize it's like, you just give up.
Yeah.
So have either one of you ladies had your own paranormal experience at any point? We got a good story?
When I've always had experiences growing up when I was a kid and always known something was there. And I did have my own experience with a bad entity in my home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I've seen the good and the bad and the ugly. So it's, so that's, but it's something you keep quiet, and it's a shame that you have to keep it quiet, you know?
Yeah, because
it's a shame.
It's one of those things that even among the people that do believe, you find people believe to a point.
Yeah. They believe up until a point of, until it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I don't want to hear anymore, you know? And then, but I've had my experiences, and... Yeah, they're not. Some of them are not good. So, but
are the experiences over now? As far
those
as the bad
experiences
ones?
Are over. Yeah.
Do we know what was causing or what the root of it was at all?
I think I do. When we moved into the house that we lived in years ago, where this happened, I didn't know too much until it was too late, but. I would have experiences in the house, bad experiences, very negative experiences, to the point where touching, scratching, People's behaviors had changed in the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was just like, and I knew something was there, but nobody believed me. And I said, it's here, something's here, it's very bad. Nobody believed me. But then when when it got really bad, okay, I kind of figured out, I asked my father after, you know, I had planned on moving out. I had said, what happened in this house? He said that before we moved in, he had rebuilt the house. And before we moved in, it used to be a doctor's office. And he said that kids would sneak in after the place had burnt down, the doctor's office. They would sneak in. The kids, the teenagers, would sneak in, go downstairs, where my bedroom was, by the way, and light candles and do things down in the basement.
Oh, really?
I'm like, well, you could have told me this before, you know, so I could have had an idea what the hell was going on. And, you know, and so, yeah, there was things going on downstairs in the basement that I didn't know about that had happened years before. And that's what brought it in.
How does it feel to be in a room full of people that believe you?
Feels absolutely awesome. It really, really does.
We did the haunted bus tour. We took part in it.
Yeah.
And one of the opening lines they said is, remember, this is your chance. This is one of the chances that we're doing where you get to go do check out actual haunted places legally, because some of these places people go illegally.
Yeah.
Legally with a group of people that you don't have to argue about believing. We're all here to believe in each other.
It's a good feeling to be with people who believe you. And, you know, who kind of understand and get it and have their own different experiences, because not every experience is the same.
Yeah.
And not every experience affects you the same.
And even the same experiences, not everyone experiences it the same either.
Yeah.
Which we found out the other day, too.
Yeah.
With one of the houses had a barn behind it.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's looking at the barn. The house is what's haunted, but everyone's looking at the barn.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those situations where everyone was, like, three different people are thinking the same thing, but no one's saying anything.
Yeah.
But it's like, it takes a while to get used to the fact that, you know, no one here is going to tell you, no, you're making it up.
Yeah.
All it took is one girl to say, I get the feeling someone hung themselves. That moment, everyone else, oh, my God, me too. I thought I saw someone hanging in the window and everything.
Yeah.
Like, and at no point in any of the information were they telling us anything about the barn. Everyone was just feeling that.
Right. Yeah.
And it's the fact that no one's going to be like, you're making it up.
No.
It's a big.
The room we were in, I said, we're reading cards, and we're looking down, and I said, something is all over my back, touching me. I said, is there something behind me? Because I can't see, I can feel. She sees. She looks up, and she goes, yeah. She goes, it's walking back and forth. So then, all night, I smell cigarette smoke. She didn't smell it.
No.
I said that my whole right side was hurting, and I smelled cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
So, just crazy. So. And a room that nobody's smoking in it.
But, you know, this area, I mean, the land and everything, it's all not so much hotels or rooms or buildings.
Yeah.
It's the land that holds that energy.
Well, the other thing that also someone pointed out is we visited, there was like a good amount of us on this bus. We visited a couple pretty strong haunted areas, and we had a couple of sensitive people.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't be surprised if we brought some of them back into the hotel with us and are just hanging around for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
This
is their, I mean, just like for us, this is their chance to reach out, too, because they're in a room where people are looking to reach out.
Yeah,
The vibration's going to be high.
Yeah.
It's great. Oh, my God.
It's like them walking into a strong Wi-Fi room.
Yeah, it's like,
there's a good signal in here.
The ghost signal's on.
Well, thank you very much for coming on and joining us.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
And enjoy the show.
You too.
Luna.
All right. So apparently we've got music playing in the background during the show, which is kind of cool.
Pleasant music.
Up here it's pleasant. Down in the other room downstairs, I think it's going to be a full live bands.
I believe so, yeah. Oh, yeah, and that...
Because then we'd be like this, screaming at you. So what's the weirdest things you've seen so far? I mean, there's a bunch of stuff. So what have you seen? You've been walking around more than I have.
I mean, I've been doing some exploring around. I guess the weirdest thing I saw was these, like, animatronic-looking, like, like things, like it almost looked like a Halloween decor, like, you know, the statues you have in front of like your house.
Yeah.
And but they're like, you know, they're like mechanical. So like one of them is like just like a man, a normal looking man, but his eyes are bugging out and he's just like shaking. Now I have no idea where he's from or why he's even scary, but he's just a shaking, just like man. And he's holding himself too.
I got distracted. I was talking to across from us is I think psychic medium and tarot card reader.
Nice.
Julie Rose. I was talking with her and her boyfriend, and then me and her boyfriend got into a serious discussion about religion, beliefs, and dogmas and stuff.
Oh, right, right.
And we're getting deep into it. I'm talking about, you know, elbow deep. You know, when I pull out, you're gonna sound deep,
knee deep.
We're deep into this like serious conversation.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, he looks at me because I got distracted because this clown walks by us behind me and I see it in the reflection. And I had to turn to look at it.
Yeah.
I was like, just what the? And he goes, yeah. He's like, I saw it too. And it's not even that. It was just weird. For some reason, like, there's a couple other clowns walking around. This one clown got my attention. And here are these vampires walking by again.
They got all.
They don't have their teeth in. I guess they went to eat food. Hi, how's it going? Because we're recording a podcast. You want to join us? Ask a couple of questions? You don't have to identify yourself. I won't even turn on the camera.
There we go.
Are you
going to
do a little shimmy shimmy downstairs? See? Yep. I'm telling you, downstairs is where like the crazy action's happening. Up here, it's a little more laid back. What is downstairs? I haven't gone downstairs. What other booths are down
like,
there?
I mean, there's other vendors down there. I saw there's a lot more like masks. Like I even saw like a weapon vendor. They had like blades and like samurai
swords.
Yeah,
I know one of the guys with us got some blades.
Yeah, some ninja shurikens or whatever. there's a lot of cool stuff downstairs as well.
Ya!
T-shirts, a lot of jewelry. I noticed there was a lot of jewelry down there and a lot more toys as well. They had like this Lego like minifigure booth, so it's pretty cool. And I feel like up here is more of like the paranormal, like
I was
gonna
say, because I mean right across from us we got John Brightman, Julie Rose, the Gettysburg gals.
Yeah.
I know there's someone else over there. I just can't see the. It's blocked off.
Right. Right.
I think up here is the more. Yeah, like you said, the more paranormal. Next to us, I gotta find out who's next to us. They've been here the whole time. We haven't said hello necessarily.
Yeah,
just
I think
yet.
They're another like ghost hunting crew, like some type of like paranormal investigator.
I know there's a there's a couple of haunted houses up here too.
Yeah,
there's a big display behind us.
Right, there's Father Evil,
and there's some makeup happening behind us too.
Yeah,
like if you turn around, check this out. There's this young guy over here that I saw wearing this apron, and I thought he was just maybe came from work. But now his complexion's totally changed. He's apparently, I don't think he's allowed to move his face. I can attempt to make him smile. He's smiling now. There it is. Oh, such a lovely zombie.
So pleasant.
But I get the feeling in about 5 minutes, if he smiles at me, I'm not going to want to make eye contact. Speaking of contacts, are you wearing contacts? Okay, he just naturally has red eyes. Satanas. Okay, yes. The devil is alive, and he's out here on Long Island at the Haunt Fair, apparently, people.
Yeah.
Shnikes.
But so far, it's pretty cool. It's pretty hectic. There's a lot of stuff going on. Downstairs, there was one of those... you know what LARPing is?
Yes.
LARP. Like, I think it was like some type of LARPing thing, but it was on stage. And these guys, they were like battling to the death. It was insane, one by one. It was, you know.
In the room? In the panel room or in like the room where everything's happening?
One of the panel rooms. It was like a stage. I think it was the room where like karaoke is going
to
be.
You know what? I'm going to have to assume that was, because there is a panel for 12:30 listed creating a character with FX artists.
No, that's going on right now. With this special effects makeup artist, she's...
There's nothing... Oh, wait. Main floor downstairs. There's nothing listed. I guess you just walked in on a couple of horror geeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy. One of them had a chainsaw. A fake one, of course, but they were fighting to the death, so it was pretty cool.
Okay. I find this interesting. We're at a horror convention, but there's a guy here wearing a Doctor Who t-shirt. I'm like, if he walks over, she gets attention and be like, yo, what's up with the Doctor Who? I mean, Doctor Who does, it touches on the...
right.
It touches on the horror.
Right.
There's more makeup. Is the makeup done? Is it done?
Almost.
Because he's still getting makeup done. Because I've done makeup for my nephews. They're like 7, 8 years old. I don't use as much paint. I use what's called a backhand. Gets the same effect, way more realistic looking. Don't tell social services I said that. Exactly. I'm going to wave over at the Julie Rose table, see if they notice. You know what? I was about to say, I don't remember. What was your name? I didn't get your name.
Dominic.
Dominic. For a second, I thought he said doormat. I'm like, that's a kinky relationship, if that's what you're being called. You come over, feel free to step on him.
Walk all over my man.
Oh, my God. We got a lot of stuff coming up later on, too.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of events going on.
There's a whole lot. We're recording this live here at the event. We're going to be putting it up as soon as possible. It's going to go up as a couple of episodes, unless long ones. I might have to do a couple of long ones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what they call me and you, a couple of long ones. Damn, you're so dirty. Let's go take a look at more so the stuff, and we'll be back in a bit.
Yeah.
So, Richard, I was told I should get talk to you a little bit. I hear you have some paranormal stories yourself.
I have a few, nothing really great though.
Make sure you talk right into the mic so we hear you.
I have a few, nothing really great though.
No, okay, give us one.
All right. When I was about 13, I moved into my new house. It was a few years after that. I woke up because he was hearing noises, and I wanted my parents. They were across the hall. So I work up the courage to get out of my room. I stop at the stairs for some reason. There's this man in colonial attire just looking at my doorway. He turns around, stares at me, and disappears.
That's pretty damn good. Was he in the stairwell or he's in the hallway?
He was on the top of the stairs in the hallway.
Did he wink at you at all?
He just looked at me seriously and disappeared.
Now, how did you react? What did you do? Did you just like, fuck this?
Yeah, pretty much. I ran back to my room and just went to try to go.
You know what, Mom, Dad? Good luck on you. I'm getting under my sheets because we all know when it comes to hauntings, once you get under the sheets, you're safe.
I didn't do that. I was too scared to consider it at the time.
What did you do? Just run into the room, lock it, or?
Close the door and pretended like I wasn't there.
You're like, if I began here, this motherfucker, just go away. Just go away.
Yeah, more or less.
And what about, what's the another one? That's a significant one, because you actually saw it. I guess you felt it at first, huh?
Yeah. My dad, in my old house, would always see the builder of the house. He passed away. It was made in, like, the 1860s or something. I never actually saw it, but he would see the builder all the time, smile at my dad and things. When I was a baby, my dad fell down the stairs holding me, and it was like he got pushed from not falling to the floor. Like, he stopped.
Oh, like he tripped and something kept him from falling.
Yeah.
Well, at least it's a friendly ghost. I mean, it might not be Casper, but it was a friendly ghost.
Yeah. Then there was another time. I was in my attic in my dream, and I could feel like a ghost, like, trying to chase and attack me. I kept running, and it just kept, like, seeming like an endless hallway, and I just couldn't run away. It finally attacked me, and I woke up.
Now, when you woke up, did you feel, did the dream feel different from, like, a regular dream?
Yeah, it felt a lot different. Like, I was actually experiencing it. Like, I could feel the sweat on my brow as I was running away and everything.
Where did that one happen? Where you live now?
That one happened in my first home.
And anything where you live now, is that the one where the other one happened?
The other one, yeah. The one with the colonial man happened in my new home. In my new home, there's a safe in my attic, which I've never opened.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd it come from, though? It's like, does it belong to your family, or was it there already?
The previous owners must have left it there. We can never get open.
We need to get a welder on that. You might have a treasure, and that son of a bitch is trying to get his money back.
Or really, it's a divot box. If you just, don't know.
Oh, yeah, an iron divot box. You're about to open it. You're like, I saw that movie with that Jewish ghost. That thing would not happen.
Why is there a penny and sneaker in here?
Now, let me ask you a question. Speaking of letting out ghosts. Now, they say when you rub a lamp, you let out the genie, right?
Yeah.
Now, what happens if you hump a lamp? Is she going to come out, like, in the mood for love?
She must come out pretty angry if he's not gay.
Also depends what you do to the lamp, because if you're clogging the hole with you know what, is she coming at all?
He comes inside you. That's how he gets
there. Oh, damn. Richard, you're nasty. But thanks for sharing the story. Any others? Anything else you know that's anyone else experienced anything in the house at all or no?
My mom and sister constantly hear scratches and moans in the upstairs in their room.
Isn't the sex room dungeon that you guys have?
My parents have never had sex in this house.
And we know this for, wow, for a fact we know this. That's a spooky story right there. With it. No, I guess for you it would be spookier if they did.
Yes.
Well, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing more than just you, but your parents' dignity. Thank you very much.
No problem.
What is Bond? I don't know, but Julie Rose's boyfriend is yelling at us from across from the other way, and he's dancing. Are you? He's dancing for us. Yo, you got who got money? Somebody throw dollar bills. Somebody make it rain. Get up on the table. We'll make it rain.
So,
aside from trying to get Julie Rose's boyfriend to dance for us, it's pretty interesting over here.
Yeah, I mean, this whole place is kind of nuts. I feel like everyone's slowly losing their minds.
Are you guys losing your minds just a little bit as the day goes by? Are you losing your mind just a little bit?
What? Slightly.
I came in mind blown already, so. Oh, so, all right, so we did the Haunted Bus Tour last night.
Right.
On the way home, we stopped at White Castle. There's this kid. I don't know. He must have been about 17 or 18.
He was hammered.
Out of his mind, hammered. All his friends order food, and he wants to order food. No, he's like, yo, I want cheese, bro. He's yelling at the woman behind the counter. I want some cheese, bro. Simple some drink. Give me some cheese. And I'm looking at him. He's like the whitest, thinnest little kid. Give me some drink, man.
Poor kid's mentally handicapped, man. You guys.
And he starts talking to me. He goes, yo, bro, you been here before? I never been to White Castle. What's good, y'all? I'm like, yo, White Castle's got good for its burgers. Yeah, but I like me some cheese.
He was like the pinky of John Cena, once you really think about it.
He was like a pinky-sized John Cena. Yeah, pinky-sized John Cena. Cena.
Yeah.
And he kept saying his phrase over and over. Oh, my God, a Rhode Island Comic-Con?
And we stopped at, like, I don't know, man, like a Pizza Hut or something. One of those pizza joints you go in there.
Drunk people at Pizza Hut. He's telling me a story over here.
Literally look like
sipping on drink.
80s college dude, like blonde with like this chick.
You want to tell? You want come over here? There's a microphone. And if somebody farted, if you heard that. And here at the Haunt Fair, we've been having live music playing, and one of the people we've had who graced us with her sounds with. Aaliyah
Lorray. Yes.
Lorray, yes. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Now, it's funny, we're on the far side of the room from you, and we could totally hear you over here.
Excellent. Well, they turned up the sound system halfway through the performance. Took me aback a little, but it was good. I enjoy hearing myself talk and sing. But thank you for doing this little impromptu interview on me.
Definitely. I'm trying to grab Ed Dye.
Ed Dye,
that's me.
Yes. Hey, I have a character named Ed, and he makes a lot of people die. So.
Oh, good. A character?
Yes, I have a whole twisted dark fantasy world of steampunk vampires. You can check them out on my website as well as my artwork. I'm also an illustrator. I actually, if you see the haunting lady, the green haunting lady, I drew her.
Yeah, the scary faces,
yes,
as I've been calling
her.
It.
Yes, so you
and the website is yourname.com.
Yes, well, not Aaliyah Lorray. AaliyahLorray.com. And so you can check out my music, my artwork, my stories, my kooky world, everything. So I'm so you definitely do that.
You do a little of everything. You're here and there on it, huh?
Yeah, I'm kind of I'm sort of an all-around artistic type. After high school, though, the right side of my brain responsible for creative material ate the left side of my brain, so I can't add anymore.
Oh, really?
I can draw and sing and all that fun stuff, so you have to compensate.
Like what happens with people when you lose one ability, everything else bumps
up. I guess so.
So you have an unfair artistic advantage on the rest of us, huh?
Well, I have no idea. That's just an expression that I use to describe how... I can do some things very well. But
if you can sing like that and then draw like that, I'd say you do. Whether there's anything behind, just looking at it, you see it.
Thank you very much.
Your music, though, what influences? Because two things come to mind I can see.
Yes.
I see two things I can see people... for the style, I can see people just throwing in someone like Susie.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
It's funny because me and him over here on the way here, we were listening to Sisters of Mercy.
Okay.
So, and I'm like, and the last song you were singing, I think it's Temple, I forget, is it Temple of Something by them?
Hmm.
It was making me think like the vocals on that song.
Nice.
If you know the song offhand.
Unfortunately, I don't. I'm not nearly as schooled in classic goth music as I should be.
No, see, that's a funny thing. Me neither. I know things, and even I have my band and everything, and then people will throw, they'll throw names at you, and then you're like, I've heard of it. I've had that. Why don't you know it? I'm like, I didn't know there was a rule book that said I had to.
I know. I usually, when people want to know what I sound like, I usually say, imagine something like Nine Inch Nails, but with Kate Bush singing or Amy Lee singing over it.
See, that's good. No, Kate Bush is a good idea. Amy Lee, I could see for the more people that are just into the more modern stuff, people who are going a little deeper into the music world.
Yeah.
I think Kate Bush would be a good comparison.
But I describe what I do as it's dark, electronic dance music. It's supposed to make you dance and think and be happy and depressed at the same time and contemplate your demons in a whimsical, fun manner, I suppose. It's all about finding your demons and owning them.
I see on your card that you also do like film producing and editing and stuff.
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
Yes, I'm actually, if you check out my latest music video, Rumors, I edited all of that. I did all the editing. My boyfriend, Max Moyer, directed and wrote it. He's sitting right over there looking sad for some reason.
That's him.
Yes, he wrote and directed the music video. Rumors.
All right. Say
yeah.
Hello. He's like, my talent lies behind the camera.
Yes, yes. He does not like being in front of the camera whatsoever. So I also do that. I edit film. I also act. I've been in a couple horror movies.
Oh, really?
The most notable was The Turnpike Killer, which was a few years back. But I actually won a Best Actress Award at the 2012 Macabre Fair Film Festival for that.
Congratulations.
Yes, I was very brutally murdered. And I guess I was convincing being brutally murdered. But next time I want to be the one doing the killing.
Oh, you want to be on, she wants to be on the other side of the knife.
Yes, I do.
What do you have coming up or planned from after here?
After this, I don't want to say too much about it, but I have a collaboration coming up. So I'm working with another producer. We're doing like a duo. So I'm working on that. I may have an art show, like my own art show with my original art.
Oh, cool.
So that's in the baby stages of planning. But it's actually the people who organize this, Twitch Productions, are helping me out with that. So that should be really good because they get people to show up for events. So I'm very happy about that. And other than that, I'm working on more music, 8 songs deep into my next album, which is going to be full length. I've been doing EPs for a while, but this next one's going to be a full album. So yeah, that's and then trying to book shows for that.
Oh, we look forward to seeing you, hearing you, and seeing you live more often.
Yes, absolutely.
Where are you based out of, if you don't mind me asking?
Based New York City.
Out of New York City? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, it's a good spot to be, especially for the music style you're doing.
Absolutely. So just keeping busy.
Well, thanks for joining us on here. We wish you all the luck.
Thank you.
And just I'm going to spell it out so everyone's sure how to get to the website. ALIALORAE.com. And if you don't know how to spell .com, that's on you.
Yeah. So ALIALORAE.gov might lead somewhere else. It's very undercover. I'm also a spy, is what I'm saying.
Shh, no, don't tell nobody.
I'm a really bad spy. Okay, thank you so much.